Okay, our friends. So we have reached on new season, and new seasons are wonderful things because with them comes new things to do. One of my favorite things to do, my friends, is a picnic. And in the spring, it's lovely to sit out under a blooming tree and have something delicious to snack on. And so today, in honor of that, I will be reading to you a very old Berenstain Bears book. I think it might be one of their first ones. It's called The Bears Picnic. This was written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And it is read today by Mommy. And
Philip,
are you ready? Okay, so when we open the book, we see the bear family. Now, this is very early on in their story, so it's just the daddy and the mommy and the little boy bear. And the dad says, "Mother Bear, put your apron away. We are going on a picnic today." And Mother Bear is smiling up at him. Oh, wonderful. She's putting her apron away. And Brother Bear has something to say.
"Where are we going on our picnic, Dad?"
"To the very best place in the world, my lad. Now, you remember this spot, my dear,"
says the dad, and he has taken them over a little bridge to a beautiful spot where there's a picnic blanket and tulips and a lovely tree in bloom. It's springtime. And there's something else in the picture we can see in the corner. Just a tiny bit. And it looks like it's train tracks. Brother Bear has found them and is looking at them.
"When we were young, we picnicked here," he says.
"Papa, I do not like to complain, but your wonderful spot is next to a train,"
says Brother Bear, who is correct, and a train has come whizzing by and is coughing up black smoke in their faces. It's no longer a beautiful spot, I guess. So, looks like they might be packing up.
"Now, where are we going, Papa Bear? Is there another wonderful spot somewhere?"
Mama Bear looks over her shoulder as they leave that spot. She does not look happy in the slightest.
Don't pester me with questions, please. There's a place I know, right in those trees. It is everything a picnic spot should be,"
says Papa Bear. And it's true, there's shade from the trees, and there's beautiful picnic benches of all these bright colors. It looks like the perfect place.
"And no one remembers it is here but me,"
says Papa Bear. Everyone is smiling.
"What a spot! What a spot! So quiet, so cool, just as it was when I was in school. We had a school picnic, and I won first place for eating the most pie in a pie-eating race."
"Pop, this spot may be very fine, but look what it says on that big sign."
And sure enough, in the picture, friends, we can see there is a sign. It does say something on it. I can't tell from here what it says, but when you turn the page, oh, what a reveal. It says, "Big picnic today." And it looks like literally everybody in the entire area is here for a picnic. A bunch of buses unload all these people who make a mad dash for the picnic grounds, carrying bags of stuff, making all this noise. It doesn't look like the Bear family is going to have an easy picnic here. So away they go. And Mama Bear is looking over her shoulder, furiously frowning at the mess and noise being left by this big crowd. They've packed up their picnic and they're walking on.
"Dad, can you find us another spot? Are we having a picnic today or not?"
"No, stop asking questions. Be quiet. Stop stewing. Your father knows what he is doing. To pick a spot that is just the right one, you have to be very choosy, my son,"
he says. Now he's leading them through some very tall grasses. It does not look like a fun place to be at all. In fact, both Mama and Pop and Brother Bear are holding up their bags to try to keep them out of this messy, tall grass. And they have finally found a spot. Papa Bear has plopped it down, laid out the blanket, and he says,
Nothing can bother our picnic here.
But when we turn the page, we can see they have a tiny little patch of sunshine, and it does look very nice. There's flowers and trees, but Mama Bear's got a frown, and so does Brother Bear, and I think we're about to find out why. Papa Bear looks over and says,
"Lay out the picnic things, my dear."
And Brother Bear has to say,
"I do not like to say so, Dad, but another good spot has just gone bad.
Because when you are near all these beautiful blooming flowers and trees, you're also near a beautiful pond of water. And do you know what loves to be near water? Mosquitoes. And it looks like they have found a swarm of mosquitoes. And Mama Bear is now furiously swatting at these nasty things as they make a run for it.
I hate mosquitoes. They always ruin everything.
That's exactly what she's thinking. She is not happy. The guys are not happy. Everyone's making a run for it.
I hope there's another good spot, you know,
shouts Brother as they climb onto a raft.
But how much further do we have to go?
They're probably very hungry by now.
Why don't you use your eyes, Small Bear? There's a perfect place right over there. The grass is green, the air is sweet. Lay out the lunch and have a seat. Hooray, at last we're going to eat,
says Papa Bear. But, oh my goodness. Man, Papa Bear is having a really rough day, isn't he? Because where has he taken them?
Trash.
It to the dump.
Well, this place is no good. I was wrong,
he says, because the dump truck has just dumped a bunch of trash right on them. And this looks like it is the trash. The dump.
But I know one better. Let's move along.
Papa Bear is, I think, disheartened. Mama Bear looks furious. And Brother Bear is just, I think he's just worn out. So one last shot here, I think, for Papa Bear to try to make things right.
Now, take this perfect piece of ground,
he says. And I wonder where he's picked. It looks like they've climbed up away from the dump and have moved around. He says,
no one but us for miles around.
And they have a big, beautiful field here. It looks like it's all flat. There are no trees. But there are other things, it looks like. There's a reason why there are no trees. Because it looks like it's an airfield. And Small Bear, Brother Bear says,
Pop, you picked the best spot yet. But how can we picnic with that jet?
And a huge passenger jet has come and landed on the field and made all kinds of wind. And poor little bear says,
I am very hungry, Pop. When is this spot picking going to stop?
Now they're running away from that jet and the landing field.
I'm getting tired and my feet hurt too. Any old spot here ought to do. Please, Pop, please, can't we picnic soon? It's long past lunch. It's afternoon.
Now, Papa has decided to make them climb up the side of a cliff, which is not easy to do when you're holding a picnic basket. Poor Mama is just trying as hard as she can to make this climb, but as you know, climbing is challenging, especially if you've got rocks falling on your head, which it looks like she does.
You have to be choosy, Pop. I know, but what's better up here than down below?
What's up here? I'll tell you what. The world's most perfect picnic spot. As you can see, it's perfectly clear. There's nothing can bother our picnic up here,
says Papa Bear. And they have reached the top of a cliff. It is perfect just for a picnic. There is no shade, though, but you are pretty high up. He says,
no noisy crowds, no pesky planes, and no mosquitoes or trucks or trains.
Dad, here come the rains.
And sure enough, though they have found that there are no other distractions, you cannot control the wind or the rain or nature itself. And so there they are trying to eat their sandwich, but the rain is pouring down.
Pooh! Rain to a bear is nothing at all. We'll picnic here and let it fall.
But Mama Bear is having none of that. She is furious.
Come back! What kind of bears are you? Scared of a drop of rain or two? Bring back that food. This place will do. It's dry in here and warm here too.
He has found a cave right underneath the top of that mountain where they were sitting. It does look warm, yes, I'll agree, but it looks much, much too warm for me, says Mama Bear, because guess what happened? When it comes to rain, sometimes other things come with rain, like thunder and lightning, which is exactly what has hit Papa Lightning. You cannot be on top of a mountain in the middle of a rainstorm. You should come down and be in safe places. Mama has left.
Wait, no, wait, you wait for me. Find a better spot. You'll see,
says Papa. Mama is having none of it.
I'll find the perfect place to eat. I'll find a spot that can't be beat.
He's still trying, but look at where they're headed. Back home to their treehouse.
The finest spot you've ever seen,
he says.
Now, that is the kind of place I mean.
And he's gesturing to their home.
He did it, Mother. Did he not? He found the perfect picnic spot.
Which is, as luck would have it, their own kitchen table.
Sometimes home is best. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
There it is. And it is also
the end.
The end.
We'll be joining us for another story tomorrow.
Yes.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.